It seems that this moment would be opportune to take a look at one of the other gospel passages during this time. You recall that scene within the gospel where our Lord turns to his disciples and tells them that they cannot serve two masters, God and mammon, that you have to love one or love the other, to be devoted to one or despise the other. Our Lord calls us to be servants. And what's the mark of a good servant? Do you remember what our Lord says in that passage of Scripture? What is it that marks out a good servant? It's not that he makes you a whole lot of money. It's not that he goes out and finds amazing new projects of invention. It's none of those things. What does our Lord say is the most important quality of a servant? It's only this, that he would be faithful. You can say that another way, that he would be trustworthy with the things that have been given to him. Not that he does everything that could possibly be done, but rather that he does the things which has been commanded to him, that he makes good on the things which have been entrusted to him. It's the same for you and I. In our spiritual lives, we need not look for things that are far beyond us, to go and do great projects, but just to be faithful in the very things which the Lord has given to you and I. Just do those things and do them well, do them with the strength and the vigor which God has given you, and keep your nose to the grindstone in those things. If you're faithful in those small matters, then maybe our Lord will see fit to entrust with you even greater matters. I'll share with you something of the great spiritual writer Jacques Philippe. He writes this on the same theme, speaking of dedication to our Holy Mother. He says, "Do you know the greatest saint, the greatest secret, rather, of Saint Louis de Montfort that he discovered, and why he came up with his whole idea of consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary?" He says this. He says, "Everything Mary receives, all of her graces, her interior disposition toward God, it will come to you." Very simply, it is this: if you just give yourself completely to Mary, she will give herself completely to you. That's the basis of Marian consecration. St. Therese of the Child Jesus wrote a poem about Mary. It was entitled, "Why I Love You, Mary." And in one single sentence within that line, she sums up the whole of what her entrustment to the Blessed Virgin is about. She says, quote, "The treasure of the mother belongs to the child." Treasure of the mother belongs to child. And that's the thing about every mother. Every mother, and you know very well that everything that she possesses, everything that she takes to herself, everything that she earns, she wants to give to her children. She wants to care for you and give you absolutely everything that she possesses because she wants you to excel. And so it is with our Mother Mary. Everything that she receives from God and she gives to us. And the more that you or I might seek to give ourselves to Mary, the more she will give herself to you. Really, it's not that she waits for you to give it and she says, "Okay, you'll do it, so I'll do a little more." She's waiting to see how willing you are to accept what it is that she can give. And more, she builds this faith, not just merely in her, which you begin to grow in, but then she gives you some of her faith in the Father, her faith in her Son, and plants it all the more firmly within yourself. She wants to, like a good mother, to take away all of our fear, all of our suspicions, and she gives us the trust and simplicity and a profound faith that enables us to place everything it is that we have in a trust in God. In the same way, she bestows on us one of her marked features, which is that of her humility. No one was more humble than the Blessed Virgin, save her son. If you go toward the end of that very poem of Saint Therese, which I just quoted for you, you'll find something. There's a line toward the end of the poem that says, quote, "Close around you, Mary, I love to say, stay small." And that's a mystery for us. The closer it is that we come to Mary, the more and more we're able to accept how small we are and to not have a trouble with the fact that we are small. When we're faced with difficulties and hardships, our smallness, our faults, our wounds, the imperfections, the time and time again when we come with failure and just can't seem to convert, our limitations, the fragility of our human nature, we're all the more peacefully able to accept it when we're by our mother, who we know just gives us everything that she is. It is based upon this that the little flower was able to remain little. It's Mary's greatest gift to us. The more that you love your smallness and your poverty, the more Jesus will give you grace. We would do well this day to meditate upon these very things, to see ourselves as servants who've been entrusted to trusted small things, and that the more we realize our limitations and the smaller we see ourselves to be, to run to Our Lady. She's large enough to protect us and to guide us and to direct us. And the greater confidence we have in snuggling up close to her and hiding within the mantle of her protection, the more she will be able to show us and evince within us that great virtues which she herself has attained through Christ, and as well to place us all the more in the loving hands of the Father. In seeing our smallness, we're open ourselves to God's greatness. Our Lady in her great Magnificat speaks thusly, does she not? Therefore, as we go through these ever-darkening days during this season of the poor souls, let's have greater confidence in her, so that in whatever trial and difficulty that we may face during these times, recognizing our weakness, we find our strength maybe not where we'd like it to be in us right now, but having it in Our Lady, realizing that anything that she has or possesses as a good mother would do, she always wishes to give to us in right order and at the right time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.